I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Artificial intelligence, or AI, is doing more than improving Iran's military might. It's also helping the Islamic regime clamp down on civilians. Hard for Iran's Laurel Gallant.
Iran has been pursuing a goal of becoming a top 10 AI nation. The country has made significant progress in AI research and applications.
Soon after Mahsa Amini's death in 2022, the Iranian government allowed police to use AI-assisted tools to crack down on protesters. Today, AI-powered surveillance helps police identify and oppress women who flaunt the laws. Authorities use the same type of tools to target Christians. Find four ways to help believers through Heart for Iran in the full report at missionnews.org.
Listeners and readers who are concerned about the situation in Iran and the fate of Iranian Christians should respond by praying for them fervently and regularly.
And Moldova, nestled between Ukraine and Romania, faces a crisis of population decline. Since the Soviet Union's collapse, Moldova has seen a population drop almost 12%, the worst of any post-Soviet state. This is harming Moldova's economy, culture, workforce, and even the church. Eric Mock with Slavic Gospel Association.
They're at a time where most young people want to immigrate into Europe, and they're finding a shortage of young men who want to be pastors and missionaries, young men and women who will give their lives to ministering in a remote village. It's a sacrificial calling. It's a unique calling from God.
SGA is considering pastoral and missionary training to raise up more Moldovan Christian leaders. Ask the Lord of the Harvest to send out workers in Moldova ready to preach the good news. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Consider giving today. Look for the support tab at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.